Well, so we continue today in Hilchos Tefillah in Siman Tzadik Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yigahik v'lo yifahik. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should not go ahead. The Gaik, the Rama says, motzi migufo lepiv neficha mitoch savo. So this is like a burping type of reaction. He says, v'lo yifahik poseach pivah hotzi ruach hapeh yawning. Person should not do these things during davening. V'imtarach lefayik misoch onis, yaniach yod v'al piv shlo tira psicha. So a person has to yawn, because he's just exhausted, can't control it, he should at least put his hand over his mouth. V'yizor shlo yaniach yod v'al santero b'shas tefilo. Person should not put their hand on their chin during davening. Tahavi derech gasas raruach, because this has the appearance of arrogance. The Shulchan Aruch goes on in Sif Beis. Asur lo laruk. Similarly, a person should not spit during davening. During Shmona Esrei specifically. V'im'i af shajlo shalo laruk. Let's say a person ever has phlegm or something else, and they can't avoid spitting. Mavlio b'ksuso b'inyan shalo yei nira. So one should spit it into their clothing, and absorb it in the clothing in a way that it can't be seen externally. V'imhu istinis. But if a person, again, is a fastidious individual, perush eino yochal liros davar mos, he can't bear the sight of something that's repulsive. Ve'eino yochal lahavlio b'ksuso. And he's unable, therefore, to absorb it in his clothing. Zarko la'achorav. He could go ahead and literally throw it behind him. So that Amos says, v'imi afshal zarko la'achorav, zarko l'smono avalo l'yemino. If he can't throw it behind him, he should throw it to his left, but not to his right. V'choshikin l'fan of the asr. All the more so, a person shouldn't throw it in front of him, as this would be asr. And again, Mishnah Berurah explains, because when a person, Mishnah Berurah says, kot in ches, v'choshikin l'fan of, mipnei sham ispalo shchina l'fan of, because when one is davening, the Shechina is in front of them. Umikom akum im ef shalorok el lafanav olimino v'hu mitzar b'tzvah deishen uyachalorok mutol lorok olimino v'afil lafanav. But again, if Mr. Bridge just says if a person is unable to go ahead and either just put the spit in front of him or to his right, and he can't continue davening, then in fact he can do so. So the Rama continues. V'hal de lekaman b'reish simen kuf chaf gimol shahofich panav letzad smol tchila shehu yamin shal kodesh baruch hu. And that which we will see later on, that when a person takes their step backs at the end of Shmor Esrei and bows in each direction, person first bows to the left, which is the right of the Shechina. So what the Rama is pointing out over here is that the Rama just said before, that if a person can throw the spit behind them, so they should put it to their left, but not to their right. Now that's interesting, says Rama, because later on, we seem to place primacy on the left, which again, if you imagine Shmona Esrei is me standing opposite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so my left is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right. That's why when ending Shmona Esrei, I bow to the left first. Sheyesh lomar da'atam kevon shemei olam lo yarda shechina lamata mi'asara, since the shechina never comes down within 10 tefachim of the earth, Imkin ena shchina keneged hamispalo. Therefore, in reality, again, the shchina is not really directly opposite the one who is davening. Ulaficha chalku kavali yamin di day berikika shi b'shas tefila. Therefore, again, Chazal gave greater cover to the right side of the individual, and therefore make him spit to the left. Aval kishepaseh shalosh psios ha'adim marchik mimakum atzmi makum tefila. So, but when a person is taking his three steps back and he distances himself from the place where he davened, v'hu keneged hashchina. Then in that case, again, when he's taking his steps back, then under those circumstances, he first goes ahead and gives cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bowing to the left, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right, and then afterwards to the left. Halacha Gimel, Imkino Oktza, so if a person is Nebuch struggling with lice, so he could rub his clothing to take off the lice in order that his kavana not be compromised, but he should not remove the lice by hand. This is only during Shmona Esrei. But when it's not during Shmona Esrei, one could remove the lice by hand and even throw it down to the ground in the shul. Similarly, halacha dalid, im nishmat talisa mimkomo, if a person's talis fell off, yochol lemashmish bo ulachziro, or I should say, is slipping off. So a person could go ahead and grab hold of the talis. This is even during Shmona Esrei, and readjust it. This is even if the majority of the talis fell off, says the Mishnah Berurah. Valim nafal kulo, but if the entire talis fell off. So for example, again, the talis fell off and either fell to the ground or is holding it in his hand. Eino yachal achshul esatei bo davei hefsek. He should not put it back on in the midst of Shmona Esrei, because this constitutes a hefsek and interruption. So the Mishnah Berurah comments over here in Tesvav. He says, aval yeino yachal, but again, if he did go ahead and wrap himself in the talis, he does not have to go back and begin to begin the bracha again. If so again, the idea over here is that as much as a person shouldn't put on the talis if it falls off during Shmona Esrei, if he did, it's fine. He continues to daven. After davening, he moves the talis around again and makes a bracha again of lisatif batzitzis. This goes back to what we learned before. That if the talis totally falls, slips off the individual, the halacha is that you must make another bracha and put the talis back on. And finally, again, the halacha says in Sifhei, Hanosei Masui Aksefav, if someone's carrying a load on his shoulders, V'yigiyaz Mantila, and it came down to Daven Shmona Esrei, Pachos Me'arba Kav in Mafshilo L'achor Mispalel. If the burden, if the load was less than 4 Kav, he simply puts it on his back and he could daven like that. In other words, 4 Kav seems to be the amount that one could carry without being distracted. But if the load is more than 4 kab or more, then manichin al gabi karko mispalo, that at that point in time, one places it down on the ground, and then one could daven. Because if the load is more than 4 kav, ultimately will distract one from having proper kavana. We'll stop over here for today. Meretz Hashem will pick up with Simen Tzadik Chetz tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.